Chapter 6. Vandis System, Mandeville Point. The image within the wire hoop of the cable-fed, spring-mounted hollow-earth projector was dark. Had it not been for the drizzle of static and the occasional side-to-side flicker of the shadow shapes within it, then Thane might have concluded that Excelsior had lost the signal. The cold blue glow of the frequency tether bulb confirmed otherwise. Primary power aboard Obsidian Sky was out. Even bridge lighting was down. Illuminated under periodic fountains of sparks, he could make out Magnaric. The hard angular definition of his armour shone like a faceted work of jet. Silver cuneiform picked out the edgework of black battle-scarred ceramite plates. But this was not the moulded plate of a battle brother. It was the immense armour housing of a dreadnought's sarcophagus. "Do I address thee, venerable Magnaric?" spoke Thane, forgetting for a moment in his reverence where he was. "I studied your actions in the defence of Terra as a neophyte. The sally that silenced the Fourth Legion's guns is legendary, even if it cost you your life." "The Emperor lights our true path," the dreadnought thundered, shouting Thane down as he still spoke, as though he had not heard or had listened and deemed it irrelevant. His speakers were pitched to a frightening volume, his words stretched and distorted by the interlink as though delivered through a pipe.
"Not once, but twice. Twice."
The image dissolved into drizzling static, and the audio went with it. For a moment, orc gibberish pushed hard into the line, and then the hololith returned, albeit for several seconds without sound. The venerable dreadnought must have been similarly affected by the break in the link, but judging by the flutter of the scriptural parchments that lay over his speakers, he spoke yet.
"Praise be!"
the dreadnought boomed, rising to full volume in a grind of static.
"Praise be!"
Thane turned inquiringly to Teal.
"There's nothing I can do, Lord. The interruptions are at their end."
The command deck shook under a series of escalating blows, and Thane gripped the handrail that encircled the hololith plate. Mass explosions and slow disintegrations lit the screens of the main viewer as they cycled through shots of the Fist's exemplar fleet. An Aegis frigate came apart under a sustained torrent of macrofire, its hull flaking away like rust. An orc warship vanished in a ball of light. Another lost its shields in a spasm of current, then was engulfed and destroyed. The cruiser Angel Astra split down her centre, metal shearing and snapping and spinning into space, coming apart before the arc assault ship that was ploughing into her spine. Light attack craft burst and died, indistinguishable from static.
"Magnaric! Magnaric!"
Static rippled through the loop array like blast debris in a warp storm. He waited for a response for as long as he felt he could keep his attention from the needs of his own ship. And then, half buried in noise, like the blip of an emergency transponder to alert a searching friend that the debris hid survivors, came the voice.
"The Emperor guided us to Zelenic IV and showed us the way to victory. 7 centuries I pursued the traitor that calls me friend, and it was for a purpose. Praise be!"
It sounded as though that final coda was carried by other voices in the background, but it was impossible to be sure. To add to the orc's interference, there was a disconnect of several seconds between what Thane heard and what he saw. Holding a dialogue with a most considered of Fist's exemplar would have been difficult, but it was abundantly clear that carrying on a conversation with a venerable Black Templar, even under the most ideal of circumstances, would have been a challenge.
"Victory, Dreadnought Marshal," he urged. "Victory over the orcs. Is that why they pursue you in such numbers? For information that you carry?" "Abhor the witch! Deny the witch! Destroy the witch!"
Thane tightened his grip over the handrail, hung his head, closed his eyes, and let out an exasperated growl. The shiver of shield-diffused detonations ran through the metal and into his palms.
"Our faith in him is our armour," Magnaric continued unabated. "His divinity is the sword in our hands. Alas, for the weakness of my navigator's faith, his mind was destroyed when the witchcraft pulled us from the warp. Loathe the mutant!
Thane left the hololithic projection to its diatribe. The Black Templar's fundamentalist beliefs were subject to hushed discussion among the successor chapters, but were nominally a secret nonetheless. To hear them declared so brazenly by a veteran of the Heresy War made Thane uneasy. Nonetheless, whatever the venerable state of mind, Shipmaster, it is clear to me that he has something of value, he said aside to Kale. Anything that the orcs work so hard to keep from me is something that I want. Release emergency power to main drive and forward shields. Ram the alien from our path if you must. Divert the necessary power to tractors and teleporters.
No!
Magnaric's time-delayed static hiss rumbled from the array like thunder.
The Emperor protects!
I do not understand. You sent out a signal for aid. The Dreadnought's bulk pivoted against the enshrouding darkness, turning sufficiently far from his hololith's field of capture to boom something at a crew surf without Thane's hearing.
I am sending your ship my sarcophagus's vidlog of the battle. May it lift your heart, brother. Use it gloriously.
Thane looked to Kale, who looked in turn to the Vox liaison Teal. She frowned. Data exloed from Obsidian Sky, confirmed, but we've received nothing yet. A few tense moments passed. Wait! Data packet received, not by us, but by the Interdictor. Thane thumped the handrail.
Who did he think that he was talking to?
While he marshalled his frustration, Kale had crossed to the Strategium and reformatted the viewer to a split screen. Individual screens on the left-hand side continued to flick between shots of the Fist's exemplar fleet. The frigate picket was coming apart under an intolerable weight of firepower. The Dauntless, Champion, and Noble Savage were destroyed. The Grey Ranger was burning, backup generators spitting emergency power into space. The right-side screens had been combined to run a single, near-real-time feed of the second Black Templar Crusade group, crudely overlain by a black grid showing the divides between the screens. They were barely moving at all now, held up in a mass of orc warships. Dantalion and her accompanying cruisers were just sliding into field, enveloped in an oil-on-water pattern of void shield discharge as the three massive ships sailed into the orc's heaviest ordnance. Arriving from the opposite direction, the orc carrier crunched into the rear of its escort fleet, spitting out a volume of fire equivalent to an entire navy battle group. Weird power squirming over its ramshackle sail. Another black cruiser blossomed into fire. From the vid feed alone, Thane could not be sure that it was not the Interdictor.
Zerberin gets himself into the right place at the right time once again. Can we get a message to him? No, Lord. The carrier's blanket denial broadcast grows exponentially more severe as you approach. Do we have any ships unengaged? Paragon is more or less intact and has drive power restored.
Kale consulted a display.
And Excelsior and her escorts. Transmit new orders to those ships. Intercept Antalion with orders to escort Interdictor from the battle and prepare for immediate translation. Return to Terra with all speed. It is nearer than Fal, and hope that Magnaric carries information of worth. Dispatch Gilliman to accompany them. Respectfully, Lord, she's the second most powerful ship in the fleet. I expect a degree of insubordination from my first captain, Shipmaster. I do not expect it from you.
The old shipmaster clipped his heels.
Aye, Lord. Use it gloriously, brother,
came Magnaric's voice through the distortion.
Praise be! Hold firm, Dreadnought Marshal. Your brother Bormond saved my chapter from my stubbornness on Idolica, and you can expect the same today, whether the Emperor wishes it or no. Magnaric! Magnaric!
The projector emitted an angry hiss, a whiff of ozone, gabbling voices. The detector picked up the orc's gibbering frequencies and reconstituted the random noise in eerie repeat patterns and oscillating waves. The link had been severed. They had lost Magnaric.